Apparently, we were too loud.
Whoopsie!
I told you, didn't I? How many times must I have to say it before I am understood in this bloody house? Do you not know the importance of sleep? Do you not know what I need to function in a day? Damn it! How many times, Jonathan? What did I say would happen if you didn't keep quiet?
Oh, so you don't hear Jervis getting popped down the hall, but this wakes you up.
Someone shut Jervis.
Call it selective hearing. But a warning is a warning.
John and Harley left alone in a room doing something loud enough to wake up Oswald. A part of me would be curious were I not filled with both exhaustion and apathy.
We played Twister.
Yes, we did.
Then we fucked.
Yes, we did.
Can we back up? Who shot Jervis?
Eddie, help us sort this out so we can get some sleep.
That's all I've wanted all bloody night, you trollop!
Oh, okay. Everyone to their corners.
Nope. They've done it now. Someone's going to fucking die. This amuses you.
Of course it does. I'm just waiting for you to say, Harvey, go kill someone for me, because God knows you're not going to do it yourself.
Are you insinuating that I can't handle my own affairs?
No, no, no. I'm flat out telling you, Oswald. I wonder if you'd know how to wipe your own ass without Harvey giving you directions.
How dare you? You think I can't fight my own battles, hmm? You want me to handle business myself? Harvey, your gun. Jesus! Anything to say now, Edward? Can I sufficiently handle my own business now?
Are you completely deranged?
I'm starting to think I'm the only one who's seeing the world for what it is, seeing who's plotting against who.
Oh, nobody's plotting against you. Can't you see this house is turning against us?
Johnny's right.
And also, it's whom?
Oh, now.
It was all a plan to get me alone. Get me vulnerable, removing pieces from the chessboard.
You're the one who shot Harvey.
You goaded me into it.
Oh, so if I told you to jump off a bridge, you would?
Aha! You heard it. He's trying to push me into suicide.
Oh, yes, because clearly the real rogue here was peer pressure.
Enough! What is going on here? You two never fight like this. For Christ's sake, if any two people should be batshit crazy here, it's Harley and me.
Yeah. Hey!
Nobody's gonna be killing anybody else tonight.
Especially since I have Harvey's gun now.
How did you... Edward, my most trusted friend and confidant.
Here it is.
Think of our history. Our friendship, the exorbitant raise you'll be getting.
Oh, Oswald.
What are you going to do, Edward?
I'm going to do what you should have done, old friend.
No, Edward! I'm alive.
Of course you are.
Well then, who did you shoot?
Harvey again. Oh, come on! It was driving us all crazy that Oswald only shot him once. It's the least we could do to put his spirit at rest.
You're an absolute mensch, Eddie.
Thank you, Harley. Now can we all please go back to bed?
Capital idea, Edward. And perhaps for safety's sake, Mr. Dent's pistol should be relieved of its cargo.
Good idea.
Most excellent. After all, I'd be a fool to bring a knife to a gunfight!
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Everybody run! He's got an umbrella! Just between you and me, I'm starting to get the feeling that maybe, just maybe, John Constantine was onto something about this place.